He's like, you don't even have any hair. He's coming up with like any excuse. Princesses don't have beards, Dad. I was like, well, maybe this one can. I don't know. This is Disney. It's a magical place.
What happens when Eloy busks with prostitutes? Just how impressionable is Doc? Did Bale's dad pull the best dad move of all time? Can wiener dogs lock you out of your car? Stick around and you'll find answers to all of these questions and so much more. Thanks for joining us as always, guys. Don't forget you can always join in the conversation by following us on Facebook, or you can check out our website, scratchedpodcast.com, for some extra content that goes along with each episode. But right now, let's fire up episode 205.
I don't know what it's called for woodworkers, but for metal guys, it's contact dermatitis. Where
hey, the woodworker that's allergic to like wood in general, what you know,
thought that sounds
woodworking. I hate what you know,
dude. Walnut jacks me up, like it just yeah. I gotta go lay down after I mess, even after wearing a mask. It's like I can feel it in the back of my throat.
How'd you figure out it was walnut?
After I was working on something that was walnut.
That's awesome. So
and then I know, and then I like, you know, noticed it after time that every time I would use walnut, it was.
Because for other allergies, you go to the doctor and they give you, you know, those needle. The
yeah, yeah. Needles. Oh, yeah.
I envisioned you in like a doctor's office and he's just taking out a piece of wood, just a board, and he smacks you across the head with it. Nope, not that one.
It was 50 yeah. Different exotic wood toothpicks, and he just pricked them with that. Okay, this is Coca Bolo in that, and this one we're going to use some Wenge. There we go. Okay. Oh, no walnut. It looks like that's flaring up. They're allergic to the
walnut. You guys ever had that done?
My wife did.
I had it done when I was a kid. They did it on like on my back. They have these like long wood things with like different pins on it. And they dip it in vials and then stick you with it. And it's crazy because when you get down your back, just if you're allergic to a lot of things, your back just looks like
so they're basically measles testing,
or something.
They're testing your ass with every different combination of possibility. I mean, it's like you're a little experiment and stuff.
Yeah.
That's horrible, dude.
It's a little traumatic as a kid. Like, why am I itching so bad?
What are you guys allergic to then? So Ryan, it's walnut. I'm allergic to synthetic, like wool. It gets me all screwed up for some. Oh, and the real wool. Wool messes my stuff up, big time.
So you're allergic to sheep,
which is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a deterrent. What are you trying to say?
If I wasn't allergic to sheep,
no. Watch out.
No. No, let me ask you this.
You're lucky, little guys.
I'm allergic to sheep, but let me ask you guys: Are you guys allergic to sheep?
No.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Good. You're okay then.
I've never gotten close enough to figure out if I have that allergy or not. That's
I'm just gonna maintain plausible deniability with this.
Yeah, that's
good idea.
Yeah, no, not sheep. I'm allergic to hay.
No, bull.
Correct.
Really?
Yeah, if like you know when people mulch with like hay, yeah. After they put down, I can't be around when people do that at all. And I worked I worked site construction for a while where they did like top coating stuff, and they actually had the machine that you would load a bale and it would shoot it. And I remember actually having to I always had to drive the truck because I couldn't be outside, because literally if I was outside I would turn and it was just you know what I mean? Sorry, are you gonna be all right?
Those heaves.
Yeah, so I'd have to be in the truck, no air conditioning, with like the windows rolled up, just dying. A little bit further forward, man.
Right. So what are you allergic to, Bales?
Some pet dander. I started developing an allergy to my cat when I had a cat. And rabbits. I had some rabbits.
So you're allergic to the rabbits?
Yeah. Oh, but I had to put up with it because, you know, I wasn't going to just get rid of them.
But dude, it's the weirdest thing. Like, I grew up allergic to cats, and we have a cat now. We've had it for a few years. Doesn't bother me. Like, I can get him up my arms and stuff, and doesn't bother me. But my dog, if he licks my arm, it like swells up and gets all puffy and stuff.
Maybe, so I don't know if it's... maybe he's been licking walnut.
Yeah.
Or she.
Walnut dog.
He's been licking the neighborhood sheep.
Oh, shoot, funny story about our dog. We went out to the store a little bit ago and we took him with us. And we ran in the store and left him with the windows cracked. And we came back out and he freaking locked us out of the car or out of my truck. And my truck's, the locks are busted on my truck. So like I don't have a key to unlock my truck. So we're like freaking out trying to figure out what to do. And I told Amy, I said, well, go in and, you know, spread the back window and crawl through and unlock. She wouldn't fit because the window's like freaking 6 inches. And so I had a rake laying in the back of my truck and she's like reaching through trying to hit the thing. And I'm guiding her from the other window. But the freaking dog, man, he locked us out of our own vehicle. And he's just looking at us with that big dumb look on his face.
What was he doing while you guys were attempting to break back into your car?
Staring at us like, what are you guys doing? You know what? I did good.
Scratched. All right, so how many of you guys have been arrested?
Oh, wait, I'm a non-violent criminal.
Arrested? I've never been arrested.
No.
Negative.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, that went nowhere.
He was fishing for one guy to be like, well, there was that time. I guess she was a hooker, but I don't remember paying. And then, you know, but no, there's no story like that.
One time I was busking on South Beach.
Wedding?
What?
Street musician.
I was busking on South Beach.
That's when that had a name.
No, well, you know, playing guitar with. So I'd take the guitar out and open it up the case and let people drop money in there, you know, as you played. And I discovered very quickly that you don't really have to play any, because people are just walking for a moment. If they hear you by the end of the, you know, start of the block, by the time you get there, if you're just playing one thing, they'll think you've been there for a long time and then they'll just drop money. So you don't really have to be brilliant. You just sit there and like do some blues and this and that. So I had a good thing on Miami Beach. I'd pay the parking thing and I'd sit down in front of Versace's mansion on Ocean Drive. And I did that week after week and I'd make money, man. Within a few hours, I'd have 60, 70, 80 bucks. And then I'd just go back home. I'd have a pocket full of money and change. But still, you know, well, one night, the last night that I did that, I was sitting there playing guitar on the steps there in front of Versace's house. And two ladies of the night were standing next to me. And they were like hot to trot, man. And like the traffic is so congested there because that's where everybody goes to party, that cars would, you know, in effect be stuck in traffic. So they'd go up to the windows, guys would roll down the windows, they'd reach in and, you know, a little warm hello. And they were trying to coax them into, I don't know, you know, whatever happens in those scenarios, I'm oblivious to. But I'm sitting there playing guitar and they were doing that all night, dude.
So you were basically the soundtrack to this?
I was basically the soundtrack to that.
Oh, and, wow.
And then they would, when they were done with their flirting of the cars that would be stuck in traffic, they'd stand right back up next to me. And then all of a sudden, some cops come. And these ladies keep doing what they were doing. The cops are there. And I'm just playing guitar. The cop comes up to me and says, hey, you can't be doing that here. You're going to have to go. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And he's like, yeah. I says, well, how about them? You know, they're doing that and I'm doing that. I'm just playing guitar and you're telling me. He says, son, I'm not going to tell you again. This was like 30 years ago. No, 25 years ago or so. And so I kind of thought maybe they were undercover cops, but they were awfully friendly with the guys in the cars. So that was my last night doing that.
Did they perhaps think you were their pimp?
The musical pimp.
Yeah. No, I think the ladies were actual undercover cops trying to snag. Then again, I don't know if that's the case. It just seemed weird that I would be kicked out, but yet you can do that other stuff.
Maybe they were waiting for you to leave so they could go talk to them and see what they were doing.
That could be too, you know.
Eloy, the first pimp by association.
It was fun.
What were you playing?
Dude, I played a blues number over and over again, and as the night would, you know, go on, I forget what blues that we're talking about.
Roxanne!
But I wouldn't play, at one point, I decided that it didn't matter what I would play. As long as you're playing, people pass by, they give you the change in their pockets. Sometimes they throw a buck, a two buck, or whatever. And so it was just random blues, you know, with the harmonica and all that.
It really seemed like a lost opportunity for the track list of Dr. Feelgood.
Oh, totally, dude.
And now, how many of you kids remember a little Rattlesnake Shake?
I thought we were trying to forget Rattlesnake Shake.
No, Rattlesnake Shake needs to live forever now that it's been... I got to be honest with you. I'd only heard that song like 4 or 5 times in my life, and really I had to go back and listen to it for it to like really register.
I wonder if you had broken into some White Snake, if they would have started rolling across the hoods.
Oh, that would have been great.
Well, what year was this? What year would this have been?
Okay, so that was probably in the early 90s, mid to early 90s. No, it would probably have to be 93, 94 that happened.
Do you need permits or licenses to busk in Florida?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yeah, you do in Boston as well.
Did you have a permit?
Oh, no.
So you're the closest one to being arrested then?
Probably. Well, I don't think if they were the real deal, they didn't have, I don't think that they had permits either. You know?
How does one get a prostitution permit?
Would it be funny if someone knew?
Las Vegas, right? Don't they have permits over there?
Is it legal there?
I think so. There's like a thing called the Bunny
Legal.
Oh man.
Let's see what the Google says.
You guys have never heard of the? Give me a break.
Doc's gonna Google prostitute.
So apparently there are naked ladies on the internet, guys. I don't want to freak everyone out, but.
But seriously, like, if you have to like get a license or something to do that for a living. I'm like, sure what are the requirements?
Probably I wonder to get the STD test. Yeah,
they have to do tests. See, Doc knows more than he.
Yeah.
Doc knows the story.
It would have been funny if one of us would have just chimed in right away, be like, "Oh, well,
if someone would have had like explicit details and the address. All right, you go to the third floor at the end of the hall. That's Helen. She'll process your paperwork the fastest. If you go to anybody else, it's going to take way too long.
Unless you go to Jim and just give Jim the warm handshake and he'll get you right through the line.
You give him the warm hello or whatever.
Yeah, what was it? The warm handshake.
Yeah, you'll be on your back by the weekend.
Making the dollars or the change in Eloy's case.
Benjamin's.
Yeah.
Is that a roll of quarters in your pocket, Eloy?
Scratched. Go ahead and continue with the Las Vegas prostitution, Doc.
I'm reading. Can't be bothered right now. Gonna need a minute on my own.
Oh, is there a lot of pictures involved in this reading, Doc?
No, it's all words. It's the worst kind of reading. It's word kind. It looks like, yes, legal, only in certain spots. You have to apply for all kinds of stuff. A lot of red tape.
Prostitution zoning in Vegas.
I don't think anything should be illegal, really, at all. Anything.
Really? Nothing.
Murder?
That's what I was going to say.
No, like anything that doesn't include...
Said anything.
Well, let me correct that. So anything that has to do with not hurting another person or their property or their life, then it's up to... You know what I'm saying? Like stealing and all that kind of... Where you damage other people's whatever... That of course is you damaging other people, so that should always be illegal. Because,
well, yeah. I go with what George Carlin said about that. It's like sex is legal, and selling things is legal. So why is selling sex illegal?
You said I think we went down this road before. You said anything, and then you gave that exception of murder. like anything that harms someone else.
Well, yeah. Think, yeah.
Right. And I still stand by that certain drugs and stuff should be illegal. And you disagree with that, don't you?
Yeah, totally. Because not because I agree that people should do that kind of stuff. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not pro that or pro, you know, many things, actually. But just because I'm not pro something doesn't mean that I'm not, you know, so if it's something that does not harm another, it's none of my business. And they should go ahead and do what the hell, even if it's bad for them. They, as long as they're adults where they're, you know, they're able to make their own decisions. You know,
I see. But if my neighbors are cooking meth, isn't that kind of my problem?
Not if they're cooking meth and you don't know about it and they keep it out of your.
But isn't it my problem when their basement explodes?
If their basement explodes, then all of a sudden there's a problem.
Should they be limited to the quantity of meth they can cook? So it's only personal use and they can't be for selling?
So if it's a situation where there's danger and let's say that.
This meth is not labeled for individual resale.
No, let's say they're cooking meth, right? And the risk level, I don't know what, I suppose I'm not too familiar with the whole meth thing, but let's say it's a high level of risk because it blows up, it could hurt, you know, the neighbor. I don't know. Everything within its proper category. If they've caused damage, well, you've already hurt someone. If they don't cause damage, if there's a risk and there's dangers and somebody finds out about it and there's questions, you know, there should be all sorts of things that occur. But if there's no danger, what's the problem? I mean, if there's no drug dealers coming to, you know, with guns and there's no theft and there's no, as long as none of that stuff is involved, then it's fine. I mean, it sounds ridiculous to say.
So what, are you supposed to just gonna have like a meth slumber party later on? Like if you're manufacturing the meth.
Yeah, but in the context of it being illegal, they're going to be doing it in situations like that. If things are, it's like when they made it illegal for drinking, you know, prohibition. People kept drinking anyhow. They just did it in the dark recesses of nightclubs and all that. And gangsters really, really made a profit because it was illegal. So that's more than likely the case with drugs and all sorts of stuff. I mean, you know, it's not going to stop people from doing drugs. What, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with that.
I mean, it's just, you know, so like, you know, I mean, if you don't, you can harm yourself, just don't harm others.
So what you're saying is that you're pro meth lab.
No, dude.
No, anti-meth lab. We're taking an official stance, anti-meth lab. But if you have a meth lab,
it's all right for you to
be cool about it, man.
Isn't it funny that we call it a meth lab? Like there's some real genius science, you know, what's going funny on to me? Things.
What are the terms in you always hear in the news all the time was mobile meth lab. That is such a letdown when you actually hear mobile meth lab versus you see like pictures of what they're calling an actual mobile meth lab. When I hear mobile meth lab, I think of like the 18-wheeler from Knight Rider where there's like equipment in the back and, you know what I mean, experiments and beakers and things happening, and then it ends up being an 88 Pontiac Grand Am with some meth making equipment in it. It's just such a letdown. The first time I saw it, I was like, oh, that's not cool at all. Mobile meth lab sounded so cool.
Is there meth problems in your areas? Because over here, as far as I know, there's not, even though it's Miami, but, or maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm completely oblivious, but do you guys know of any issues in your areas?
Around me, meth and heroin, pretty bad.
I say heroin's bad around here, but not meth.
Yeah, we have a heroin.
I think heroin's nationwide now. Like, it's just awful.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that was a fun topic.
It's funny that you talk about mobile meth lag, because I've been watching Breaking Bad again.
I'm not allowed to watch that.
As I have some downtime, and it's pretty good. But I kind of wish he had like a better trailer, like a steampunked out Airstream or something.
Yeah.
I started watching it, and I couldn't, like, it was good, and then there was an episode where it was more about the family and this and this and that, and I was like, oh no,
like, oh, get back to cooking the meth, jeez.
Yeah, well, you want to see that stuff. Yeah,
I want to watch the recipe.
So what do you mean you're not allowed to watch it?
Mrs. Doc watched a couple episodes and told me I wasn't allowed to watch it because I'm very easily swayed, and I would I would end up trying to cook meth in the basement.
So, like, you watch a couple videos of Duresta, you go buy a lathe. Yep. She's worried if you watch this, you're going to come home with a meth lab.
Oh, my gosh. Have you watched Game of Thrones?
No. There's the reason. I actually That's
probably
stopped,
a good thing.
I stopped taking media a while ago like that. I don't watch TV because I just get stuck on things.
This takes addictive personality to an entirely different level.
Mm-hmm. No, I have a bit of that. There's a bit
you're
of
the person you're making commercials for.
Yeah.
What would happen if we locked you in a room and just put the A-Team on? Do you think you would A, get a mohawk?
No, howling mad.
Become addicted to milk?
I would be like, white paper. I'm thinking of white paper. Am I invisible now? Yes, Jared.
So you'd go full Murdoch.
Okay. I'd probably go, yeah. Or just be coming and I'd be doing horrible, horrible Mr. T. I pity the fool who don't let me out of this room watching the A-Team.
Do you guys remember The Greatest American Hero?
Yeah. It was awful.
Not back then.
Was that like the GoBots of A-Team?
It was the dude with the curly blonde hair, and he like was a really bad superhero that couldn't fly very well, right?
It was awesome, dude. No. You got to remember, in the back then you didn't like it. No, you can't take these positions. Look, dude, back then when we were kids, there was not a lot of. That's the one. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. Yeah. So back then we didn't have a lot of options. So don't tell me
there wasn't much on.
What?
So there wasn't much on. That's like I tell my son. That's BI, before internet. We need a new delineation. That's what we did before the internet.
That's what I'm telling Bales. And he says he said no to Motley Crue, no to all these, and now it's no with The Greatest American Hero.
But he never got better at the landing. Like, he never got his 10,000 hours in. He just sucked for eternity. I mean, really?
You did watch it then.
I did watch it, but it was horrible.
Okay, well, but in retrospect.
Still horrible. It was horrible then, and it's horrible now.
Unbelievable. So, okay, fine. How about Knott's Landing?
No, I never watched it. My mother watched that.
For goodness sake.
Falcon Crest and Dallas.
Well, I got one for you. My name is Jared Ryan, and it's every 100% because of J.R. Ewing from Dallas. That is no jive. That is truth. I was JR for the first 6 months of my life. And then some old Italian lady, we'll call her my great aunt, great aunt whatchamacallie from the old country. She decided that shouldn't be like that. And for whatever reason, they listened to her.
So they tried to force JR on you?
Yep. That's true, though.
Yeah, I really didn't like that show. So
I don't. I remember my dad watching it. Like later on, but I don't remember what was going on. It was way over my head at that point.
I liked Alf.
Came on after it.
I liked Alf, and that was equally as crappy.
I did not like Alf at all.
That was awful. Well, that's because of the alien sex appeal, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to ask Dan. Alf, thumbs up, thumbs down. Where's Alf sit on the
and Dan's favorite response, his pants just got tight.
Oh, there it goes. Yeah, Alf from Melmac.
Yeah.
That was probably someone else's shtick. You know what I mean? That was probably an old comedian from the 30s, and they were literally just using his jokes and stuff and put him, here it is, we're gonna take Don Rickle, but it wasn't Don Rickle, obviously, and we're gonna put him in an alien body. And we're just going to use these jokes. Genius. Think about what they turned down that day after they greenlit Alf. Okay, well, he's going to land in the garage.
Alf was late 80s, early 90s, right?
Roughly. I believe so. It was late 80s.
And then he's going to try to eat the cat.
Was there any good shows on at that time?
Oh, dude, there was a bunch of great shows.
Like nighttime shows, like, or like primetime shows.
Silver Spoons. Different Strokes, Small Wonder,
Face to Face,
What was that? The little girl that
the robot girl,
Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster, that's the one.
I was thinking of Small Wonder, the robot girl.
I don't recall that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Feels like Wonder Years.
I remember watching Wonder Years. Yeah.
Yeah, Daniel Stern's best work past Home Alone.
But that Greatest American Hero, that was good.
He's still on that Greatest American Hero.
Can you remember an episode?
Yes.
All right, pitch the plot to me. Maybe you can convince me.
Okay. I'll leave gaps in between because I don't remember specifics. But
all right. Do you even remember the guy's name?
Not important. Okay. So he drives, he's a teacher. And he takes his kids on a bus ride to the desert to, I don't know, like a field trip type deal.
Mm-hmm.
And a car shows up with like an FBI or Secret Service or whatever. And a spaceship or a briefcase is involved. And inside there's the suit. And the FBI agent hands him the suit. He puts it on and he becomes the greatest American hero, but he doesn't, there's an instruction booklet that got lost somewhere. Either it flew out the window or something happened. He can't figure out how to fly and do stuff, but he can do stuff good enough to stop the bad guys.
It kind of sounds like Arthur from The Tick.
It's probably, yeah, it's that theme of the superhero doesn't quite know how to. It's repeated over and over again.
So he somehow gets a suit with superpowers. So he's like Batman.
Except that he's bad at it.
Or like the Santa Claus.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, how did that... By the way, leave this part.
There was a suit and he put it on. Yeah, I'm talking about the Tim Allen movie.
Okay, yeah.
Claws with an E.
Yeah. I remember that one. Yeah. Ryan. I guess
that's on the approved to watch list for Doc.
Yeah. I'm okay. I don't want to be Santa.
That and apparently princess movies.
Oh, yeah.
That was an odd laugh after that comment.
Sorry.
Don't you have two young boys?
Night. No. Yeah. Yeah, so here's the story.
You watch princess movies.
No. Just listen.
Okay.
My oldest son, once I think he got to be like 4, he started kicking the, no, it's girl stuff. And, you know, I try to be as like open-minded things as possible, especially, you know, I have little girls on my t-ball team, and I don't want to discourage anyone from doing anything. So I try to keep things pretty neutral. It's girl stuff. I'd be like, well, you know, what makes it girly? It's pink. Well, what's girly about that? So then I decided to take it the whole other way. And like whenever TV would be on, if it was a princess show, I'd be like, oh, this is my favorite show, man. I love this princess show. Dad, turn this off right now. No, man, I gotta watch a princess show right now. I can't turn it off. And if I hear him coming in, I'll turn something on like that. And I'll be like singing the theme song when he walks in. So this just keeps escalating and escalating. And last March, we went to Disney. We signed him up for Jedi training beforehand. And as I'm telling him that we signed him up for Jedi training, as they have now, I was like, and I signed myself up for princess training when we go down there. So I'm going to go and do my thing. And then you're going to do your thing. And then we'll talk about it later. And we got there and he is like fuming and I'm all excited. And I actually went as far as to like go over to the princess thing and get into the line for a second. And man, I've never seen, he was so embarrassed. He was like, his face was red. He's like, come on, Dad, let's go right now. I was like, well, you know, I just feel that I'd never got to be pretty. And maybe this is my one chance to like, if I could maybe, he's like, you don't even have any hair. He's coming up with like any excuse. Princesses don't have beards, Dad. I was like, well, maybe this one can, I don't know. This is Disney. It's a magical place.
I want to ask you guys, do you guys believe, are there things that you see throughout your life? For me, it's a number that keeps popping up in every situation. The number that I keep seeing, and I just saw it now, I was checking my YouTube, And it can be YouTube. It could be anything. And I'm somewhere. The number 107 always pops up for me. But repeatedly, a lot. Like, it's like as if it were a sign, 107. 107. That number keeps repeating and repeating. I don't necessarily believe it, but when I see it, I'm like, oh, crap. Why does that always reappear? Like, you'll be doing something. You'll turn your head, and you'll see something. And there's a number, and there's that number. Do you guys have anything like that in your existence?
Not a number. I know when I went through, I was doing some genealogy stuff we were talking about last time. Some of the dates are repeating. I'm noticing birthdays of relatives and death dates seem to be birth dates of other relatives. There were just some. There were some repeating numbers. So I don't have like a repeating number, but I do see patterns.
Okay, like that's more of fair.
I would agree with that I see some repeating patterns, but I think that maybe your brain fills that in, or your brain picks up that pattern. Like after you see, so you know what I mean? It's like after those pictures, you know, you want to see the sailboat. Mm-hmm. So you stare at it for a while. Maybe once you see it, you can't unsee it. So maybe your brain is just made to pick up that pattern.
It's
a sailboat. Poor Willem.
So how about for you guys, Bales and Ryan?
No, I don't have any. Think of anything. I know one thing that I think always happens to us whenever we buy a new vehicle. It seems like this has really nothing to do with it, but do you ever notice when you buy a new vehicle or you get something new, then you see it everywhere? Like when we bought our Grand Am a few years ago, and then that's all you see is like, I never ever paid attention to a silver Grand Am, and you're like, oh, there's a silver Grand Am. There's a silver Grand Am. You see them everywhere then. It's just, it's really weird how your brain says that.
Didn't I accuse people with Grand Ams of having meth labs in them before?
Yeah.
It was a Grand Am.
Same thing happens with me and crappy old Ford Explorers. I see rundown, beat up Explorers all over the place.
Exploders?
You don't have a Ford Explorer, do you?
I do.
Yeah, it sounds like a weed eater going down the road.
I thought you had a pickup truck that only the passenger side door worked.
No, well, it's an Explorer that only the passenger side door works.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Unfortunately. I fixed it once, though. It's a little spring that needs to be attached, and it's hard to get, you know, your hand, even if you take off the, you know, the inside part, and you have to reach out, and then you stretch that little spring, and it worked, and then it freaking stopped working, and I got to go in and do the same thing again to it.
Yeah, trade that bad boy in.
Yeah, yeah, or junk it, you know. It's not even tradable, dude. I mean, there's somebody for that truck. I mean, it served me good.
You sell it for scrap metal.
Yeah. I mean, what can I tell you?
Awful. Have you guys ever scrapped a car before?
No.
It is awful. We got $170 for Amy's car when we scrapped it a couple years ago.
Damn.
Yeah.
I donated mine to the Cars for Kids, thinking I'd get like a tax break. It did nothing for the taxes. Nothing. I ran the taxes with and without it. Same. So there was like a repeating pattern in the numbers.
There you go.
Haven't seen one.
You get reproduction.
I never had a car that actually got to that point.
Oh.
It was just, I had one that was close. Like, I had a car at one point that was literally as close as you could be to like junk, like literally like come and get this truck or car. And then it got hit. Oh, it was great. I had this. It was a 1991 Plymouth Sundance. I bought it from my middle brother for $500. It was so cheaply made that they didn't even bother to put a passenger side mirror on it. So it was just the 2 points. It was the driver's mirror and the rear view mirror. That was it. You didn't even get the other one. It was in terrible condition. And I drove it as long as I could. The transmission was starting to go. It was having problems with the front. If you wanted to drive it anywhere, you had to put oil, gas, and water in it, because I wasn't even running coolant anymore because it wasn't worth it. So I had made a sign for it, that literally cardboard sign said, for sale as is, $250. I was going to put it in that car that night. I went to work with my uncle. My mom called me. Oh, honey, we got a problem. My mom never calls me honey. I thought someone had died. a car hit your car. I was like, what? Now, where I was parked, a car had come down a side street, down a hill. I guess a kid that had just got his license got out of his truck and forgot to put it in gear. And an unmanned F-150 came down and just creamed this car.
How bad?
Totaled it.
But, like, do you have pictures?
It was pretty bad. This is before camera phones. You couldn't open either door on the passenger side. The trunk was pretty, I mean, you know, it got hit by pretty good.
On the passenger side?
Yeah. It came down through someone's yard. Like, it came down a side street.
It was parked in your yard?
It was parked on a street.
Then why would it hit the passenger side?
Because it came down from the other side from that side.
Oh, so like it smashed into it? Like, yeah, not
it came through someone's yard.
That's crazy, dude.
It was. The best part of it was I got $2,500 from the insurance for that car. Like, that day, I remember, like, my grandfather at that point was a real old timer sitting on the porch for much of the day. He was a mechanic, and he waited. He's like, now listen here, kid. He's like, I want you to park that car out front, right where I can get him where I'm sitting on the porch. And I guess when the insurance adjuster came, he just ran him up one side and down the other. I got money for things that the car didn't even have. Like, I had, you know, that the mirror that was never there was busted. Didn't have a headliner. I turned that right into a new car that day. As soon as the check came, I went and bought new wheels. It was like, wow, this was awesome. What a great upgrade.
You bought new wheels for the total of the car?
Yeah.
That $170 we got for Amy's car, we had that car for, I think, 3 years. We paid like $3,500 for it or something. It was a 99 Grand Am. And when we had it for, I think, 8 months, and she was driving to work and she clipped a deer, and it like completely, well, she didn't clip it. She like hit it broadside, and it knocked out her headlight and dented her hood, and, you know, just messed everything up on the one corner. It flipped over her car and then like ripped the trunk apart. So it like completely went over her car and like pinwheeled, and there was like deer crap all up in the engine. And
wow.
But I replaced the headlight in it and stuff. I was like, we could, you know, turn it into the insurance and this and that. I was like, or you can just drive it as is. She's like, I'll just drive. It's just a work car. And then 6 months later, it went through a flood, like full on up to the seats flood. And I was like, man, this car's screwed.
Wait a second. You guys get floods over there?
It flooded where we lived before here.
But like that?
Yeah.
That's screwed up, dude.
But she drove it for like another 8 months after it went through the flood. Like, we dried it out and had fans blowing it out and stuff. And finally, a blown head gasket's what did it. Or cracked head. Head cracked. It was just awful. We took it in to the scrapyard. She actually drove it to the scrapyard, and it was just like blowing out white smoke out the back and just like putting in. Like, man, we got every dollar worth out of that car.
Yeah, can't beat that.
The tank.
Can you all swim?
Yes.
Don't lie to me, Doc.
I can swim.
Yeah, I did. I went to swimming lessons and everything as a kid.
Ooh, fancy.
Man, I was so scared to jump off the diving board. It took a lot of coaxing.
Just the height of it, or
I just didn't want to do it. And you'd have the like swimming instructor floating in the inflatable donut or whatever the hell those things are called.
It doesn't seem natural, does it, Bales, to jump?
It's just like, I'll catch you. I'm like, you're a liar.
I am skeptical.
Yeah. Yeah, but then I was fine. But I don't like the ocean.
Oh, I'm right there with you on that one.
Why not?
So growing up in Iowa, I would swim in lakes, ponds. But then one day I had this instance where, they used to put like floating platforms out in the middle of the lake so you could, you know, swim out and dive. And there'd always be stupid turtles all around them, swarming around your legs. And I could deal with the turtles, but there was another time where a water moccasin was coming straight for me. And I was just, it freaked me out. I just did not, I don't need a poisonous snake coming at me, all right?
Are you sure it was a water? It could have been a water snake.
In my mind, it was a anaconda, okay? and I was not having it. So I don't like swimming in anything that I can't see the bottom, which means a pool.
Have you swam in the ocean, though?
Yeah, one of those horrible trips to Florida, I went in the ocean.
Dude, do you really swim in the ocean, or do you just get knocked around by waves?
Yeah. No, dude, it's awesome, dude.
Jaws kind of ruined me for the ocean.
Yeah.
It does for most people, it seems like.
You go into a cage. Cage goes into the water.
Well, who taught you how to swim, Doc?
They just threw me in the pool, and I just naturally figured it out. No, I've never had a lesson. Just naturally gifted.
Swims like a fish.
Yeah, no, I don't remember my mom.
Really? See, I don't remember either. Probably
you don't remember your mom at all.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember, my mother taught me to swim.
Oh,
I had older cousins too. You know, when you're around older kids, you just pick it up quick. It's like, all right, better do this, or else I'm gonna get punked out by everybody.
Yeah, I can swim. Yeah. See, I had a younger brother, so I was always the first in line for the torture.
What's up with that picture with you with the long, long hair, dude? That was rock and roll right there.
In the tuxedo? Quite rock and roll.
It was like a rock and roll wedding or something.
I told you I had long hair, man.
When you posted that picture, I could just picture you driving around your Cavalier with it just blowing out the window. Oh, it was glorious.
Yeah, it happened just like that.
I bet.
And your old man did not dig that long hair.
He tolerated it. He had certain rules. If your grades fell below a C, your hair was getting chopped off. And he held my brother to it, and he chopped all his hair off. Actually, my mother was a beautician, so she cut our hair. Or didn't cut our hair, however you want to see it.
I was going to say.
Yeah, my brother's grades fell, and he got his hair annihilated.
How long did you have that hair?
I started growing it out when I was 13, 14, and I cut it off when I was 27, 28.
Wow.
But my dad used to tease me when I started dating in high school. Like, I'd bring girls over. I would bring girls over. My father would come out of the bedroom in only tidy whities.
Nice.
And a white
t-shirt. What a great move. Great move.
Like, the first time I'm bringing the girl over and he's coming
Establish the alpha. This is my house. Man. I walk around this house in my underpants because I own this house.
He'd come out with the lines on his face from the pillow, and he'd be like, what's going on out here?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, so then I'm embarrassed. I'm like, oh, we got to go. And he's like, oh, where are you going, Sally? Aren't you forgetting something? Like your purse?
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Oh, he was brutal.
It was rough.
Were you not allowed to say
no earrings? Couldn't have earrings until you were 18 or out of the house.
No. Were you allowed to only like have visitors in your living room if it was like for me? I was not allowed to. I'd sneak girlfriends into my room, you know, to hang out and stuff, and I was not allowed. And I got busted, and it was the end of the world.
My girlfriend at 17 and 18 stayed overnight in my bedroom. So my parents knew what was going on. I stayed at her house too.
Wow.
So that was allowed, but I couldn't have earrings.
Not in my case, we were not allowed.
And long hair was not favored.
I just got shit for it.
Yeah, wow.
Did you guys skip school?
No.
My mom worked where I went to school.
You never skipped school in your life?
That sucks.
Yeah. On the you know, it is what it is. I hated it for a while, like resented it, and you know, in retrospect, it probably kept me out of trouble.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I can't watch things on TV because I'm easily swayed, so I can't imagine what peer pressure would have done to me.
None of you guys skipped school.
I did.
If I had skipped school, there would have been hell to pay. There were very few rules. My father just wanted you to go to school, stay out of trouble, get good grades. And if you just followed those simple rules, he left you alone.
Rules are made for breaking, Bales.
And my brother broke them all.
We always skipped to go fishing.
Really?
Yep. So at least I wasn't out, like, you know, doing meth out of the back of a Grand Am.
Making meth in the Grand Am. That's where the meth is made.
Well, at least I would have had a career after that if I would have stuck, you know, done that instead.
You could have been, yeah. Think about how much in demand your skills would be at this point.
During middle school, my mother also worked at the school.
Yeah.
As a beautician?
No, like a lunch lady, and then
did she check for lice with the comb?
And I mean, probably at home, but not at lunch school.
Ladies, wait a minute, Doc. Your lunch ladies at school checked for lice?
No, the beautician, Bill's mom, beautician with her beautician comb. That's what she did at the school.
No, she was a lunch lady.
Did she have an ice cream scoop?
I don't remember.
Did she serve mashed potatoes, ice cream scoop?
Probably. Remember pizza?
The square ones?
Remember, I can tell you this. What? This is something funny. Where I went to school, where I'm from, like little Italian-American community, you know, Catholic school, the whole deal. We didn't have normal lunch. Like, we would have old ladies from the community come and volunteer their time. And I remember getting, like, legit spaghetti and meatballs for lunch and, like, Italian specialties sometimes, like, different things, good soup. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. So it was, yeah, it was. You go in there and eat pasta fazzole, like, you'd eat three or four of them. I remember the kids that were from out of town and weren't from around were like, this is great. What is this?
That's awesome. Yeah. I know when I went to trade school my last 2 years of high school, and they had a culinary arts program there, and they always cooked the lunch for the whole school every day. You get all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Doc, what do you mean kids from out of town? People from out of town would just come to the school?
Yeah. Well,
for lunch?
No. I went to a Catholic school.
Hey, guys, where do you want to eat today? Let's go hit that Catholic school. Hey,
let's go hit that cafeteria there. No, local Catholic school. So we had kids from other school districts that weren't from around. You know, some kids came, you know, half hour, 45 minutes every day to get to school.
Oh, I see.
So they weren't part of what we had going on. They didn't care about spaghetti.
They weren't just showing up to school on a random day to eat lunch.
Yeah. Well, not that I know of.